Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have some fun on a Monday, and it's a Medal of Honor Monday. That's an hour from now. We have a special prosecutor for Trump. There's a mass shooting that happened. Thanksgiving talk. You're going to be deeply involved in tonight's Thanksgiving talk. Just know that. Don't call yet, but I have something for you later on. Not political. It'll be fun. We have, a rail strike coming. An international vaccine passport. You did something great when it comes to Disney. And so much more tonight coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now I'm going to get to the DA in Manhattan, Alvin Bragg, the Soros DA. I'm going to get to him going after Trump in just a moment. It may take me a little longer than a moment, but I'm going to get to Bragg and New York and Trump and all these things here in just a moment. But I want to address something else first, because there was a shooting over the weekend. Some gay club in Colorado, some nut job piece of trash goes in, kills a bunch of people. And I want to actually extend this message, not necessarily to everybody, although I know everyone's listening. I want to extend this message to young people first. Because let's pause on that story for a minute. My sons, over the weekend, we were messing around in the kitchen. The wife was cooking something. I was gabbing with the boys, and we were roughhousing and having fun. And they said something to me about a TV commercial that, of course, had to have LGBTQ represented and all this stuff in there. And I said, yeah, no, I saw it too. They said, Dad, it seems like it's every commercial now. And I said, I saw it too. And so I want to tell you, everybody who's fairly young, younger than me, I'm 41. The same thing I told my sons this weekend. One, I'm sorry. I personally am sorry. My generation and the generation that came before me, we should have done more to stop what has happened to your country. So I want you to know, one, I apologize, even though I never say sorry. But I'm sorry that we didn't fight that battle the way we should have, as hard as we should have. That's one. And two, I want you to understand, it was not this way when even I was a kid. It was not this way. Everything has become politicized now. Everything. A mass shooting's about guns. And every single TV character has to be gay. A feminist representation. What do we have for are we being good enough when it comes to climate change? I had to read about climate change while I ate pancakes at IHOP one time. And I want you to understand, you young people, that it was not always this way. It wasn't. We should have been more aggressive. We should have been more vigilant stopping this insanity. But like 15 minutes ago, it wasn't this way. When I was a kid, forget a kid, when I was in my 20s in the Marines, you know, beep, 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 alarm goes off. We've got a lot of PT or something early in the morning, you know, right before dawn. And we're pulling ourselves out of bed, pulling ourselves together. Maybe someone will reach over and turn on the TV. What did we turn on every time? ESPN. Why? Well, dude, let's see some sports while we're waking ourselves up, drinking some water. Let's see who got smeared in football. Let's see the latest dunks, the latest home run bomb. And get this, it was wild. It was insane. I know you're going to find this shocking if you're young, but I swear, older people will tell you this. It was just sports. There was no Black Lives Matter activism. No, what's the latest on the new gay softball coach? There was nothing. It was just sports. That's all it was. And it was wonderful. But it's all been taken away from us now. And I want to talk about why. Because, of course, after this shooting happened, immediately, it's really gross. Immediately, every single prominent Democrat in the United States of America and their journalist friends immediately came right out and started gun grabbing. Joe Biden immediately called for an assault weapons ban. Of course, had to make it about the gay stuff too. Well, we don't know the motivations, but gay people have been under attack. It was endless over and over and over again. And so you young people, that story I just told you about ESPN and whatnot, I want you to understand something else. It wasn't always this way when it comes to mass shootings either. This is something that was mainstreamed by Barack Obama. And for all the reasons I hate Barack Obama, and there are many, this is the reason I hate Barack Obama the most. Barack Obama, because he was a committed, trained street communist, he viewed every single thing as an opportunity. Everything was an opportunity to gain power and attack your enemies. Everything. Remember this. I've told you this before, and people get mad. I don't care how mad you get because it's 100% true. When a Democrat, Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, the people who bring you the news and NBC, wherever, no matter what communist you're talking about, when they see a mass shooting, they get legitimately excited. It excites them. They love it. These people are that far gone. They're that evil, that far gone. When the Biden administration woke up and saw a bunch of gay people got shot in Colorado, they immediately called an all-hands-on-deck meeting. Guys, nice. Got some dead people in Colorado, and they're gay. We can 100% use this. Rally the troops. Prepare a statement. Hey, let's go for guns. And Barack Obama, before him, I hardly ever heard this. I know it happened, but it wasn't often. Barack Obama was the one who mainstreamed this crap.
Today marks the most deadly shooting in American history. The shooter was apparently armed with a handgun and a powerful assault rifle. This massacre is therefore a further reminder of how easy it is for someone to get their hands on a weapon that lets them shoot people in a school or in a house of worship.
Yeah, you get the idea. That was after the Pulse nightclub shooting where 50 people died. And I know that this is, if you're a Democrat, hate listening to the show, you'll probably just think that you're normal. Well, yes, no, Jesse, that's the time. Of course we have to gun grab then. Maybe you want more mass shootings. And I want you to understand, you have a mental illness and you're sick. You're a sick, despicable person if you think that that's normal. Do you remember the old Westboro Baptist Church people, the nut jobs who used to go to the funerals of dead soldiers and yell at the families while they were burying their son? You remember how horrified you were at them? If you're a Democrat, hate listening to my show, and you gun grab in the wake of a mass shooting, you know that that's you, right? You know that you're Westboro Baptist Church. That when people get, I mean, you have a phone. Maybe you're holding it now. Maybe you're listening to me now. When you have someone you love, husband, wife, children, mom, brother, whatever, and you look at your phone, it does occur to you, I know it does every now and then, what if I got the worst phone call ever? There's been an accident. There's been a shooting, heart attack, something happened. What if that phone rings and you find out the person you love the most is gone? What does that feel like? Now, I want you to mentally put yourself in that state and then ask yourself this. What if, as I'm getting that phone call, as the body is still warm, what if somebody immediately made it about politics? Immediately started grabbing for guns or this or that. How much would you hate that person? If you're a Democrat listening to my voice and you gun grab after mass shootings, that's you.
your Westboro Baptist Church. You're that person. You have allowed your sick demonic religion to completely consume your mind. And now you are the monster. I know, and believe me, hear me, I know you think you're the good guy. I know you think you're working for good, and if we could just eliminate capitalism and get rid of guns and climate change, I know you believe it in the depths of your soul that what you want is good and right, but I want you to know that you're the bad guy. You're the monster. You are a horrible human being. And for you children out there, I want you to understand that all these Democrats gun-grabbing after people are dead and their families are getting that phone call, that it didn't used to be this way. That it used to be if you did this as a politician in America, there would be widespread outrage from various pillars of our culture calling you out for piling on a tragedy. But not anymore. Not anymore. Now, every single thing has to have some sort of communist activism attached to it. Oh, Jesse, the World Cup's going on. Don't care. Enjoy your rainbow flag emblems. I can't turn on ESPN. I can't just gather the news after a mass shooting. But why? I mean, I'm talking to young people. Why is it different now? Why is it so different now than it was when I was a kid? We'll talk about that next, and we'll talk about Alvin Bragg, Manhattan prosecutor going after Trump. Hang on.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, maybe about 45 minutes, and now we got a Medal of Honor Monday. You are going to participate in our Thanksgiving chat later on. Do not call yet, but I'm going to give you a little preview. We're not going to start this till next hour, so don't bother calling, but here's what's on tap for tonight for you. We have Thanksgiving coming up this Thursday, as you know. And I know that you gather with family, undoubtedly, maybe extended family, maybe immediate family, but that's a day we all gather with family and we sit down and we have a Thanksgiving feast. Most of you will wrongly go traditional with mashed potatoes and turkey. What, Chris? But we're not going into that right now. But I also know this, and I know this for a fact. Don't tell lies. There is something that you eat every Thanksgiving that you hate. There is something that is served at your traditional family table that is disgusting. Something, when you're on your way there, or even if it's at your house and it gets set on the table, you look at it and you think to yourself, oh no, I'm going to have to gut this filth down again. So what we're going to do tonight, later on the Jesse Kelly Show, we're going to have a rare night where you can call in anonymously. Don't use a nickname, just use a fake name if you want, because I want you to say what this dish is. I want you to describe it. And I want you to say who's responsible for this dish. That's what I want. No names, no real names, okay? I want you to say who did this to you, because it's time to raise awareness. You know, everyone has to raise awareness these days. I'm officially raising awareness for Thanksgiving. We don't have to settle for less. Actually, that's not true, because Thanksgiving prices are so high. We do have to settle for less, but you know what I'm saying? We don't have to settle for less. All right. Well, that's coming up later. Back to what we were talking about. You remember when that horrible school shooting happened in Uvalde and the local law enforcement and everyone got up and gave a big press conference, and Beto O'Rourke, who was running for governor then, crashed the press conference and started screaming at them. I want you to understand, if you're young, that that would never have happened ever 20 years ago, ever. That's not normal. It's not right to deprive people of their ability to mourn. Mourning is a critical part of just humans, how we're built. There is a time to mourn. There is. You cannot mourn. You deny someone their ability to mourn when you do that, and it rips the country apart. And I mentioned Barack Obama. He was the one who mainstreamed it, and he did. Now, why did everything get political now? Well, here's why. You see, I want you to think of the communist takeover of all of our cultural institutions in this country. I want you to think of it this way. I want you to think of, you have a white rag, all right? You have a white rag, a paper towel. We'll make it easy. You have a paper towel, right? And you have a bottle. Let's call it an empty soda bottle. One of the old glass Coke ones, right? So you got the empty soda bottle,
and you have a white paper towel, and you fill up that thing halfway with ink, purple ink. All right, so you're looking at a bottle that's half full of ink, and you take your paper towel, big thick paper towel, and you stick it in the top of the Coke bottle, and you dip it into the ink. It will eventually work its way up through the entire paper towel, will it not? But it takes time. It takes time. Think about communism in America's institutions as if it's the ink, all right? The institutions are the paper towel. Communism is the ink. They got here 100 years ago, and they began to soak up that paper towel. But it takes a long time. It's not an instant process. It takes time to work your way up through the institutions until you own them all. Remember, the communists have always used whatever power they've had because communists believe in using power. On the right, we very sadly do not. We think it actually makes us somehow virtuous. Well, I'll just live and let live. In the meantime, the communists are kicking down the castle doors and stealing our women, right? But they believe in using power. They were always using whatever power they had, and they were always injecting their filth in everything, but they didn't have everything. That's why it was more, it's on college campuses. Oh, look, it's some hippies protesting the Vietnam War. That's where it was. But they kept working their way up the paper towel through our institutions. And now that they own, you know, ESPN is owned by Disney, right? Well, Disney is a rancid communist trash. Of course, now that they own the boardroom of Disney, it would filter down to your sports center. And as they work their way up through the entertainment industry, through the DOJ, through everything, through the media. Remember, the media is always garbage, but now they're full-blown communist apparatchiks. Now they're in a place where they have so much power over the messaging out there. Now they are finally, we're watching its final form. That's what we're watching. That's why they got to a place where they believed they could simply use these things. I'm telling you, 30 years ago, if there was a mass shooting and any politician, Republican or Democrat, stood up and said, this is why we have to ban guns now, in the immediate wake of it, I mean, while parents are still getting phone calls, that politician would probably have been run out of office because America would have thought, that is so inappropriate. What is wrong with you? But now that you own every institution, now that that ink has worked its way all the way up through the paper towel, you don't have any pushback from any of the other cultural pillars. So now they just work each other into a lather doing this in the wake of everything. And it's horrible. But that's why it took time for the ink to work its way up. Does that make sense, Chris? Does that make sense? I knew it would. And I'm awesome. What, Chris? I can't help it. Now, let's talk about Trump. How much trouble is he in? I say he's in a lot. I'll explain in a moment. Now, before we get to that, I want you to stay out of trouble. And I want you to understand that in a country like this that is filling up with drugs and mental illness and some down economic times, we are going to have more and more dangerous people we encounter. We all are. Doesn't matter where you are. We all are going to encounter more dangerous people now. We can't complain about it. We have to prepare for it. Prepare for it. Do you have something on your person right now? I don't care whether you're a big dude or a tiny little lady. Do you have something on your person that will allow you to stop a bad man from hurting you badly? If you do not, buy a hero gun, please. It is a non-lethal gun. Non-lethal. Shoots pepper balls, so there are no excuses. I don't like guns. Fine, don't even call it a hero gun. Call it a hero something. Does not require a concealed carry permit. Anyone can use it. It has a laser sight. Honestly, you'll see. Go look at it. It's just point and squeeze. Anyone can do it. It will save your life. It will stop an evil person from hurting you or the person you love. Go to hero2020.com. Code Jesse gets you a special discount. All right? Hero2020.com. Code Jesse. State restrictions may apply.
Bad, bad.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
By May the 10th, Richmond had fell. It's a time. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, Medal of Honor Monday. That's coming up a half hour from now. I have great news out there, terrible news out there, and everything in between. Now, let's check in with President Poopy Pants from today.
9.5 million turkeys a year.
God love you.
By the way, I don't say that just as a joke. Remember when Joe Biden pooped his pants at the Vatican? Chris, you remember, right? Joe Biden visited the Vatican to go see the Pope, and he pooped himself. I know the media buried that story. They dumped it really quickly, but you can go find it. Anyway, here's President Poopy Pants.
9.5 million turkeys a year.
God love you. 9.5 million turkeys. I tell you what, that's like some of the countries I've been to. Anyway.
What? What does that mean? What does that mean? Look, I'll tell you this much. At least Dome today, at least she was being honest.
Never let anyone take your joy from you. I call myself a joyful warrior.
Who has brought more joy to more men than Kamala? What, Chris? Anyway, all right, enough of that. What's the story? Trump. And being attacked by our legal system. Has everyone heard Attorney General O.T. Garland?
The Department of Justice has long.
I still can't believe that's his real voice, by the way. Chris, is it not? It is the weirdest voice. Anyway.
The Department of Justice has long recognized that in certain extraordinary cases, it is in the public interest to appoint a special prosecutor to independently manage an investigation and prosecution. Based on recent developments, including the former president's announcement that he is a candidate for president in the next election, and the sitting president's stated intention to be a candidate as well, I have concluded that it is in the public interest to appoint a special counsel.
Okay, there's Trump has a special counsel after him now. Trump responded to it a little bit.
I want to address the appalling announcement today by the egregiously corrupt Biden administration and their weaponized Department of Justice. Would you like me to talk about that? This horrendous abuse of power is the latest in a long series of witch hunts. The corrupt and highly political Justice Department just appointed a super radical left special counsel, better referred to as a special prosecutor, to start the process all over again. We thought it was just about dead.
Okay. Now, we have to talk. And this is probably going to hurt to hear. And believe me when I tell you, I take no pleasure in saying it. Donald Trump is in very, very, very deep trouble. And not because he did anything wrong. These charges are all ridiculous. It's just unjust in every possible way. It is. But Donald Trump is in very deep trouble. And here's why. Because he was a system disruptor, as we've talked about before. When Donald Trump ran for office, before he was even president, he was saying things no one else said. And there's always this unspoken rule with these useless DC politicians that not only are we not saying these things, hey, we all know we're not supposed to say these things, right? We all just kind of stay away from this stuff. Well, Trump just came, like he is a bull in a china shop, he just came kicking in the door and just started saying everything you weren't supposed to say. And then he gets elected president. And all of a sudden, he's starting to secure the border. He's renegotiating trade deals. He's criticizing China when both parties have been highly invested in China. You weren't supposed to say these things. So he became a disruptor of the system. We have that as part of it. Another part of it is this. The media, the Democratic Party, the entertainment industry, the system itself, they worked themselves and the public, the left side of our public, they worked themselves up into a lather for 6 years now that Donald Trump is Hitler, Donald Trump is the Antichrist, Donald Trump is a white nationalist, Donald Trump is an authoritarian, Donald Trump, all these things, you're rolling your eyes and so am I, but they've repeated these things over and over and over and over and over again. And while they were doing this, they weren't just working up the vile street scum communist base of the Democratic Party. They were working themselves up too, and they were putting themselves in a position where they are going to have to act. They are going to have to act. If I come home tonight and I decide I'm gonna do something a little different, and I tell the wife, honey, I need you to stay out of the backyard. You and the kids, stay out of the backyard. There is a dangerous badger in the backyard. It's got rabies. And if you go back there, it's going to attack you. The kids and the dog, stay out of the backyard. And then I come home the next night and I say, honey, stay out of the backyard. The badger's there. And the next night, stay out of the backyard. The badger's there. And then the next night, stay out of the backyard. The badger's there. Eventually, the calls are going to come. Okay, well, can you handle the badger? Please handle the badger. Are you going to call animal control? Are you going to kill it? Could you handle the badger? We got to go out in the backyard. You know what I can't do then? When I've got her officially frightened, the kids are frightened, the dog hasn't peed in 3 days. What I can't do then is do this. Hey, don't worry about the badger anymore. I'm sure it'll be fine. No, you've worked me up. It's there. You said it was there. I need action. They now have worked themselves and their base up that they don't have an option to not take Trump down. It's not an option. You have told yourselves and your base that Donald Trump is the Hitler Antichrist for so long. Now you have to go. That's why I've been warning you over and over and over again to pay attention to New York. Everyone is talking about the federal prosecutor today, the special counsel and Garland. And yes, look, believe me, they're going after him. That's what that special counsel means. It means they're coming after him and probably criminally. That's what it means. As I've warned you, I've told you Trump's going to get arrested. But I'm telling you, people are ignoring New York. Alvin Bragg is a George Soros man. New York DA. Alvin Bragg doesn't have the option to go tell his voters or Soros or anyone in the Democratic Party, hey guys, you know, a lot of these charges are kind of bogus and they look too political. I don't think I'm going to go forward with it. It's not an option. Chris, go ahead. Play Letitia James.
The complaint demonstrates that Donald Trump falsely inflated his net worth by billions of dollars to unjustly enrich himself and to cheat the system, thereby cheating all of us.
That's New York State AG Letitia James. Keep your eyes on New York. And this is what I get sometimes when I say this, when I'm giving these warnings, because what I just said is dark and it's scary and it's unjust and it is all those things. I admit it. Look, if that's how you feel, that's how I feel. Watching how powerful and evil and corrupt and nefarious the system is, it's a lot to take in, isn't it? Okay. This is not good. What are we going to do if they can destroy Trump? They can destroy anybody. What are we going to do? Like, I feel what you're feeling. I know. And I'll get this response from, you know, Trump's more hardcore base, his more super fans. And maybe that's you. And again, that's fine. I don't care. Fly that flag. Don't matter to me. I'll get the, no, Jesse, they're never going to take down Trump. Trump's going to take them down. Look, that's just not true. It's just not true if you think that Trump can stop what's coming. And that's not on Trump. That's not Trump's fault. It's not. It's not Trump's fault that he entered as a system disruptor into a severely corrupt system that has the power now to crush him. And I will explain why there's virtually nothing. There's very little he can do about it. I will explain why and how we got here and where this is going to go from here. I will explain all that in just a moment. Look, I do think in the coming years, we are going to have to be more insular, meaning we're going to focus as the federal government gets more and more lost. I do believe that we should be focused more on our community, on our own town, on our own neighborhood, on our own selves, on our own health. Look, health is a big part of that. It is. I am, as I get scared and more, you know, unnerved by what I see in the media, by what I see out of our system, you know what it convinces me? It convinces me I need to work out more. I need to take better care. I need to make sure my blood is in order. I need to get my blood checked. I need to get my testosterone levels checked. So do you, fellas. Testosterone levels are in free fall because you're drinking estrogen and showering in it. Free fall. Chalk with natural herbal supplements. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. Ladies, female vitality stack for you. You want to feel better? Maybe even lose some weight? Be bouncing off the walls with energy? No longer need that afternoon cup of coffee? Go get your Chalk subscription now. Okay, the 35% off. Ladies, might be a good gift for the husband for the holidays. Men, good gift for the wife. Go to CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse gets you 35% off the subscription. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, a Medal of Honor Monday. Remember, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions. All are welcome to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Next hour, we're going to do the Thanksgiving dish you dread. We're going to do Medal of Honor Monday. We have all this stuff. But back to this, because I'll hear from some hardcore Trump fans that, oh, no, Trump can defeat them. Trump can defeat them. There's no one man powerful enough to take down the system and take on the system. Not yet. And this is what I mean by this. When they own the Department of Justice, they own the New York State AG, they own New York City's local AG, they own the FBI. There's, you know what? This is a long clip, but I want you to listen. I want you to consider that the FBI has over 30,000 employees. Virtually all of them have the power to destroy your life. And I want you to listen to Josh Hawley talk to the FBI director. And you need to accept, and I need to accept, these are the forces we are up against. And they all have every barrel pointed at Donald Trump right now.
The FBI has been sending more than, in one instance, a dozen armed agents to a rural Pennsylvania home of a Catholic pro-life demonstrator to arrest him at gunpoint in front of his children in early morning hours, despite the fact that he posed no risk of violence or threat and had previously offered to turn himself in. Numerous whistleblowers, field agents, have alleged that D.C., your headquarters, has pulled them off working on child sex abuse cases, working on human trafficking cases, in order to work on January 6th matters for this reason, to give the appearance, they say, that there are hundreds of new domestic terrorism cases in the country, when in fact there are not. Whistleblowers, field agents have also said that D.C. has ordered the use of SWAT teams on nonviolent suspects who may have attended a January 6th rally, and they have been ordered to conduct surveillance and knock on doors of people who were not even in D.C. on January 6th. And again, all of this, according to the whistleblowers, these are your agents, all of this in order to make it look as if There's a mass surge in domestic terrorism all across the country, when in fact, the stats are being padded by political directive in your office. They also say, these whistleblowers, the D.C. leadership deliberately suppressed investigations into Hunter Biden, contrary to FBI procedure, and have also retaliated against FBI agents and whistleblowers who have contacted Congress, which, by the way, they are protected by statute to do so. This is what's happening at your FBI while you are evading oversight hearings. Mr. Director, do you think you're still up to this job?
I absolutely think I'm still up to this job, and I think our workforce feels the same way.
Well, I don't. And frankly, I think you should have been gone a long time ago. And given your behavior recently, I think it only makes it more clear. Are there any travel plans today that we should be aware of that you have? We're supposed to have a second round. Will you be here for that?
Yes.
Okay, all right, quit. It's not that Trump did something wrong. When you allow the communist activists to take over everything from New York City's DA to the Federal Bureau of Investigation, you have given yourself no options but to be crushed by the system. I'm not saying that to depress you. I'm saying that so we all understand exactly where we are right now as a country. And I'm saying that so the next guy who gets in there, if we ever do manage to ballot harvest enough to win in another presidency, whether it be Trump or DeSantis or whoever, no, Johnny No Name, I don't give a crap who it is. If we do not take a massive clean out of the administrative state as priority 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, then we will never be able to overcome this. This is a systemic problem now, a problem that no one man can overcome. Donald Trump can't get a major law firm to represent him. The system has intimidated every major law firm from stepping in to represent him. He can't even get elite legal representation now. Do not fool yourself on who holds the power right now. Steel yourself for the coming fights, because there are gigantic fights coming. Then we are going to have to do things legal, but things that make us uncomfortable. You and I, we are going to see some truly horrific things on the news when it comes to politics in the coming years. Because again, these communists didn't take all this power to sit on it. You think George Soros stroked a check to Alvin Bragg so Alvin Bragg could, I hate to say this, brag about not using power the way the GOP always does? Well, it wouldn't be right. George Soros stroked a check to Alvin Bragg, and he expects Alvin Bragg to deliver. Donald Trump is hated by the entire system, by the international system. Remember, China hates him. WHO hates him. France hates him. Germany hates him. He's in trouble. He is. And I don't want to blow smoke and act like he's not. All right, that's enough of that for now. Let's talk about something good. Let's talk about your bed. Now, hear me out. Do you know you spend a third of your life in bed? That's an eye-popping stat, is it not? A third of your life in bed. That is incredible. But you do. Now, let me ask you. Where'd you get your sheets? Do you have just the standard big box store sheets, or do you have Freedom Sheets? That's what I call them, Giza Dream Sheets from MyPillow. Because Giza's the world's best cotton. Mike Lindell, of course, went and found the world's best cotton and decided, wow, I like to wrap people in these all night long. I have two sets of Giza Dream Sheets. I think we might have four at this point in time. It's a lot. They're glorious, great gifts too. Right now they're selling for their lowest price ever. You can get them as low as $29.99. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and use the promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, radio listener specials, promo code Jesse. Get your Giza Dream Sheets. Go get a couple sets. Or you can call 800-845-0544. All right? Again, listen, and I want you to understand, when he talks about this special counsel, the special counsel they appointed for Trump, you know, he makes it sound like, well, I wanted to take politics out of it, is a lifelong communist and someone who actually has a history of going after people on the right already.
The Department of Justice has long recognized that in certain extraordinary cases, it is in the public interest to appoint a special prosecutor to independently manage an investigation and prosecution. Based on recent developments, including the former president's announcement that he is a candidate for president in the next election, and the sitting president's stated intention to be a candidate as well, I have concluded that it is in the public interest to appoint a special counsel.
The special counsel is there for a reason. It is not a good reason. Take this seriously. Enough with the "they can't get Trump" stuff. Yes, they can. They are taking this very seriously. Probably time to say a prayer. All right? That's enough of that. It's Medal of Honor Monday time. Hang on.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.